Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 55 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jacob Lindberg.
To be able to stand and speak in front of the crowd and the people see those candidates.
Candidates running for local offices in Rowan County will be featured in a candidate forum on Tuesday evening.
EKU students held a mock funeral in Frankfort today.
Kentucky officials say three people are now dead following a hepatitis A outbreak.
Construction on a second building for the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College is slated to begin soon.
Several events in Rowan County tonight will go to benefit some worthy causes.
In sports, the Reds return home to start a series with the Braves tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
More rain tonight with a low around 53 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Some of the Democrats running for local office in Rowan County's May 22nd primaries will be featured during a political forum at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Moorhead Conference Center. Those running for Judge Executive, Magistrate District 4, Circuit Court Clerk, and County Clerk will answer questions from a panel of reporters. The Executive Director for Downtown Moorhead Incorporated is Tony Pence. He's the event coordinator as well. As in previous such events, Pence expects tomorrow night's forum to be well attended.
I think that really is a testament to the interest that the folks in Rowan County have in their local leadership, and that's a good thing, and we will continue to do that. We have had big success with these in the past. People listen on the radio. The only thing we don't do, you know, is webcast it, and we'll probably do that in the future, but it is important to the citizens of Rowan County.
Since none of Rowan County's Republican primaries featured contested races, no local GOP candidates will take part in tomorrow's forum. The event will air on WMKY along with 96.3 FM WIVY.
Protests against cuts to higher education in Kentucky were held in Frankfort today. Many of the students are from Eastern Kentucky University, which recently announced the elimination of over a dozen majors and minors. Logan Burris is a theater major at EKU. His program was one of those eliminated. He spoke with WKYT.
The amount of companionship that the arts gives you, and it's like a friend for you, a friend for the friendless. So it really did help me, and it helps many people every day.
The rally began at 9 a.m. and continued through noon.
A Lexington man is behind bars, accused of waving an airsoft rifle and spraying Nazi symbols outside a shopping center. WKYT reports 42-year-old Joshua Grubbs was arrested near the men's warehouse on Vendor Way in Hamburg. Grubbs is charged with disorderly conduct. Police say he spray-painted the airsoft gun black to make it appear like an assault rifle. The incident remains under investigation.
A Lexington man is dead following a Sunday night shooting. According to WKYT, 30-year-old Jason Smith was shot around 8:30 on Corral Street following an argument with an unknown suspect. He was transported to the hospital where he later died. Police are asking for the public's help identifying the suspect. The incident remains under investigation.
Kentucky officials say three deaths have now been reported in a hepatitis A outbreak in six counties. The number was released Friday, along with the total number of cases of 352 through last Saturday. The State Department of Public Health recommends hepatitis A vaccines for children older than 1 year and adults living in Jefferson, Bullitt, Hardin, Greenup, Carter, and Boyd counties. Public Health Acting Commissioner Jeffrey Howard says that it's safe to travel to Kentucky and attend the May 5th Kentucky Derby. He adds the Center for Disease Control hasn't issued any travel restrictions or made any vaccination recommendation for travelers.
Many in Rowan County are remembering a former Viking graduate and athletic standout after his funeral yesterday. 21-year-old Justin Graham lost his battle with leukemia last Wednesday. In his time at Rowan High School, he ran track, played football, baseball, soccer, and basketball. Sean Thacker coached Graham in track and basketball. He tells WKYT saying goodbye to the young man wasn't easy.
That's very difficult to do. You know, you go through all the athletic stuff. He was a far greater person than he was an athlete.
Visitations were held Saturday and Sunday at Rowan County High School. Graham was laid to rest yesterday.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn buys, sells, trades, and loans on just about anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. Bypass Pawn on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead can be reached at 606-780-7296. Facebook and online at bypasspawn.com.
Ground is expected to be broken in the next couple of weeks for a second building at the MMRC Industrial Park for the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College. With its new campus center at the park opening in January, MCTC Chief Operating Officer Russ Ward says the planned $5 million structure will allow the college to move its remaining programs from its former home on Route 32 North, which it's leasing from the Rowan County School District, out to the new location.
These will be our high bay programs, our truly industrial programs, such as welding and construction, auto diesel technology, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning programs. Our workforce solutions programs will move out there as well. So this facility will be centered around the very industrial, what we call the dirty programs.
The industrial park is constructing and paying for the new building and will lease it to MCTC Rowan. It's expected to open in August of 2019.
The Rowan County School District could have a new superintendent in the next few days. Rowan School Board Chairman Rick Whalen says the panel is working to figure out which of the four candidates will replace Marvin Moore, who is stepping down in 2 months. Whalen believes accomplishing that mission as quickly as possible is important.
One, we want to give the candidate an opportunity, if he can, to come in and learn the ropes, so to speak, before Superintendent Moore leaves. Budget session's coming up. We're having a special called budget meeting on the 4th of May, and I think it would be important for that candidate, if possible, to be at that meeting to see how things work and where we're at financially, and to be able to help understand when he comes in, have a better understanding where we're at.
Moore retires as Rowan's superintendent on June 30th. There were initially 16 candidates to replace him.
Diners rarely want a police officer to come to their table, but some law enforcement officers in Moorhead will be doing just that for a good cause. The annual Tip a Cop event will raise money for Special Olympic athletes. It's once again being held at Buffalo Wild Wings this evening. Rowan County Sheriff's Office is one of the agencies that will be participating. Deputy Ruford Abner says this is the third year the event will take place in Moorhead.
We've had a great turnout the last couple of years and raised a lot of money. And a lot of times we'll even have our athletes from here in the community or Special Olympic athletes that will be participating. They'll usually be there, and also you'll be able to meet them. And they just have a good time there, too.
Abner says officers from the Moorhead Police Department, Moorhead State Police Department, and Kentucky State Police will also participate.
Quarters for Kids is a concert dedicated to raising money for underprivileged orphans around the world. Proceeds from the event will support Sunrise Children's Services and the Craig Children and Family Foundation in Uganda. Moorhead State University Professor Michael Harford says the concert is scheduled for today at 6 p.m., and will be held in Button Auditorium on the campus of MSU.
We are not going to ask, even though it's only a quarter, if you've got a quarter or more you want to chuck into the buckets when you come to the show, that's great. But what we've asked is in the fundraising activities for people to commit to giving us a quarter per member or a quarter per employee. And that's what a number of businesses and student organizations have done.
The concert will feature a variety of local music talents, including the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, the Black Gospel Ensemble, and volunteers from the community campus. Proceeds will be split evenly between the two groups.
A concert to benefit the Moorhead State University Concert Choir and Chamber Singers May Tour of Spain will be held Tuesday night in Moorhead. Concert Dulce will begin at 7:30 p.m. at the First Baptist Church on Main Street in Moorhead. Conductor Dr. Greg Detweiler says the concert will feature music with Spanish influence and a taste of the bluegrass.
For from Kentucky, we start out with a piece from Harlan County, and we have two pieces from Kentucky's famous poet Wendell Berry, and another composer, Richard Burchard from Bellarmine in Louisville, wrote a piece for the program.
Admission to the concert will be $5 at the door, with complimentary desserts and coffee served during intermission.
Several hundred unpaid property bills have been turned over to the Boyd County Clerk's Office. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
According to the Daily Independent, Boyd Sheriff Bobby Jack Woods turned in 1,871 unpaid bills to the county clerk, bringing the total number of 2017 taxes considered delinquent to nearly $1.3 million. County Clerk Debbie Jones says those back tax bills can be paid off starting May 1st. Delinquent taxpayers can take care of their bills with a payment plan as long as they sign a contract, pay the 50% down payment, and keep up with their payments until the balance is paid. The 911 emergency service fee, which was added to tax bills last fall, does not constitute a lien on real property and is not subject to late payment penalties. However, Jones says the fee is considered a personal obligation, and not paying it could result in a Class A misdemeanor. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Kentucky Power has awarded Argolite Elementary School in Greenup County a $500 AEP First Lego Grant. The grant will help support the school's robotics team and promote STEM education. Kentucky Power spokeswoman Allison Barker says the grant is open to all schools.
The program is open to any school in eastern Kentucky that is in a Kentucky Power service territory. And elementary schools, upper grades can receive $500. The lower grades can receive $250. And high schools can receive up to $6,000.
Argolite Elementary students were given the grant Friday in a ceremony at the school.
The Georgetown Toyota plant was the host for the unveiling of the new 2019 Avalon today. The fifth-generation Avalon will be the first built with Toyota's new global architecture manufacturing platform, which granted the Georgetown location $1.3 billion in investments to allow for more flexibility and creativity. Georgetown plant president Susan Elkington describes the new options.
You can be in normal mode and have a smooth ride. You can go over a bump or a pothole and barely feel it. Then you can just by a touch of a button go into our sports mode or our sports plus mode. On a winding road, you feel each curve. In addition, you have the enhanced sound of the engine, so you're feeling like you're driving a sports car.
Elkington went on to say the unveiling proves Toyota's commitment to manufacturing vehicles in America. The new Avalon will have two dedicated sports plus models as well as two more luxury sedan models.
Raising the federal minimum wage, especially for tipped workers, would reduce poverty as well as the gender and race pay gaps. That's according to a new report from the Leadership Conference Education Fund. The report calls for raising the wage to $15 an hour. Kentucky is among 21 states where the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Emily Chatterjee with the Education Fund points out that people working for tips are twice as likely to live in poverty, and two-thirds of them are women.
Tipped workers' livelihood shouldn't depend on whether a customer feels like being generous that day. There's a power imbalance there. In fact, a lot of tipped workers face increased levels of sexual harassment as a result of that.
58 million workers are paid less than $15 an hour. That's more than half of the American workforce.
Taking a look at your weather forecast, a 60% chance of showers tonight, cloudy and lows around 51 degrees. Tomorrow, showers likely, cloudy with highs near 62. That chance of precipitation is 70%. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy and lows around 50 degrees. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 3 p.m., cloudy and highs near 62. In Flemingsburg right now, it's 55 degrees, Lexington 60 degrees, Ashland 57, Winchester 58, Inez 56, and here in Moorhead on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 55 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Rowan County Public Library's director is retiring after 18 years of service. WMKY's Brian Courtney reports.
Helen Williams has worked in libraries for almost 50 years. She began her career at Moorhead State University's Camden Carroll Library, where she spent 3 decades. Williams then moved to Rowan County's public library, eventually becoming its director. Williams welcomes retirement, but still can't believe it's happening.
I'm ready. I'm definitely ready, but it will still be hard just because I have worked since I was 18, and I don't know anything else but libraries and work and a schedule and being responsible. When I look back, it's like, dear Lord, you've been doing this all these years. You need to stop. Then I look at it and I think, oh my gosh, I just, you know, I still have these ideas and I still have this that needs to be done. But it is time to quit.
Williams says it's critical that she conveys her vision for the library's future to her successor.
My goal is when a candidate has been selected and is in place to be the new director, to work with that person very closely and to share with the board and that person my vision for going forward, which is certainly just my vision, and I'm expecting that the new person will have their own vision, but a lot of our goals will have to be similar because that's where the library needs to be.
Williams is set to retire in mid-May. Taking her place is Tim Gamp, who is the current assistant director of the Lawrence County Library in Ashland. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
It's 4:46 and 56 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here in the Larry Netherton studio with Jacob Lindbergh. We're so glad to have you with us on this wet Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moreheadstate.edu/innovation.
The Reds return home. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Losers of 13 of their last 14 games, the Cincinnati Reds return to Great American Ballpark tonight at 6:40 to open up a series with the Atlanta Braves. The Reds are getting back to the Queen City after being swept over the weekend by the Cardinals in St. Louis. Interim manager Jim Riggleman hopes a little home cooking will help Cincy turn things around.
I love Cincinnati. You know, our ball players love playing in Cincinnati, but it's going home doesn't do it. You just got to pitch better and hit better.
0-2 Sal Romano will pitch tonight for the Reds, with 1-1 Mike Fotnowich going for the Braves. Morehead State baseball coach Mike McGuire says yesterday's 7-6 win over Austin Peay at Allen Field was a big one for his Eagles. After dropping the first two games of the key OVC weekend series, the Eagles needed a tie-breaking RBI single by Braxton Morris in the bottom of the seventh to overcome the Govs 7-6. Morris had four hits and two RBIs for the day, and Coach McGuire says he was a catalyst out of the three-hole for his lineup.
He was. I think what you saw yesterday and today, because we're kind of getting production up and down. It's a different guy having a big day day after day. So, and that's what we got to continue doing.
The Baseball Eagles are now 25-16, including a 12-6 OVC worksheet. They visit number 6 Kentucky on Wednesday. The Kentucky basketball team could be poised to nab another big-time recruit. WMKY's Chuck Moraz has more on that.
After adding Georgia High School star forward E.J. Montgomery and five-star point guard Ashton Hagans last week, the Lexington Herald later reports another much-heralded prep star is on the verge of committing to the Wildcats. The paper says 6'3 Tyrese Maxey of Garland, Texas, is considering reclassifying from the class of 2019 to the class of 2018. Maxey is rated as the nation's second-best point guard right now, only behind Hagans. He averaged almost 23 points and 4 assists last season. It's been indicated that UK is battling Michigan State for his services. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
First-round action of the NBA playoffs continues tonight with two games. First at 8, the Timberwolves will look to defend its home floor again and tie the series with the Houston Rockets at two games apiece. Minnesota head coach Tom Thibodeau says his team has to play with the same energy they brought to Game 3.
And they're such a great team that you have to play like that against them. You can't have a lull. You can't have a letdown. You have to play for 48 minutes. Defensively, they were very good. And offensively, just trusting each other, making the plays.
In the night game, the Jazz will look to take a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder in Utah. Former Louisville star and current Jazz rookie Donovan Mitchell says he expects the Thunder to play with more intensity in tonight's game.
I think we're going to expect a team that's going to come out with more aggression, you know. I wouldn't say desperate per se, just more assertive, more aggressive. So he's got to be ready to withstand their run and understand that it's going to be a long game. They're going to come out with more aggression, and I think if we just withstand that run, we'll be in good shape.
That game is set to tip off at 10:30. A freshman from the state of Kentucky has been named the National Freshman of the Year for the 2017-18 season. Adair County's Zion Harmon was given the award by Max Preps last week. Harmon averaged nearly 33 points and 8 assists per game during his freshman season. He transferred to Adair County after leading Bowling Green to the state championship as an 8th grader in 2017. He's being recruited by some of the top programs in the country, including Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville, and Tennessee. The Morehead State football team is now looking ahead to summer training camp after closing out spring practices over the weekend with its annual blue-white inter-squad scrimmage. The Eagles defense got the best of the MSU offense, forcing 6 turnovers. Freshman linebacker Jack Meyer also returned an interception for a touchdown. Coach Rob Tenier says his squad was able to establish some important depth over the past couple of months.
I think last year we had a lot of young guys playing in our program. Those guys really were able to progress throughout spring. So we've got a lot of guys that are playing at a high enough level for us to be very competitive. So, you know, in other words, our ones are really solid, our twos became better, and our threes have grown. And so I think we've really established some good depth, and I'm excited about our immediate future.
The MSU football team opens the 2018 season on August the 30th at Eastern Kentucky. Like a lot of his Cincinnati Bengals teammates, wide receiver A.J. Green is looking for a fresh start this year after 2 straight disappointing campaigns. Despite being a perennial Pro Bowl selection, Green says he's working hard to make his game even better.
For me, it's, you know, just fine-tuning some of my, you know, getting out of my breaks quicker. You know, I want to be one of the best, so I feel like when I'm done working, I mean it's time to quit.
An 8-year pro, Green was with the Bengals last week for their voluntary offseason workouts. He's coming off of a 2017 campaign that saw him catch 75 passes for 178 yards to go along with 8 touchdowns. Also from the NFL, the Steelers are picking up outside linebacker Bud Dupree's 5th-year option. The New Orleans Saints have decided not to match the Baltimore Ravens' 2-year offer sheet of wide receiver Willie Snead. Despite a level of uncertainty within the New England Patriots organization, Tom Brady's agent says he expects his client to return for the 2018 season, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will have a parrot announce its 4th-round draft selection in this year's NFL draft, which begins this Thursday. Finally, in sports, one of the most popular horses in this year's Kentucky Derby may not actually participate in the race. Gronkowski, a 3-year colt named after New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, suffered a, quote, minor setback prior to traveling to Louisville that could keep him out of the run for the Roses on May the 5th. A final decision is expected within the next 24 hours. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Baseball welcomes Jacksonville State May 4th, 5th, and 6th, and Western Carolina on Wednesday, May 16th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell as tech shares declined while investors fretted over higher interest rates. Wall Street also zeroed in on the busiest week of the earnings season, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 14.25 at 24,448.69. The S&P 500 actually notched a small gain of 0.15 at 2670.29, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 17.52 at 7128.60. The 10-year Treasury note hit a high today of 2.99%, threatening to reach 3%, and the benchmark rate last traded at 3% or higher in January 2014. Investors have been selling Treasury bonds this month, pushing yields higher amid expectations of rising inflation, which itself could prompt the Federal Reserve to tighten monetary policy at a faster pace. Hasbro, Halliburton, and Alaska Air all posted quarterly results before the bell. Hasbro earnings and sales fell short of estimates, but the stock did trade 3% higher. Halliburton's quarterly profit matched analyst expectations, although revenue missed. Hasbro did finish with a gain of 4%, and Alaska Air reported a stronger-than-expected profit, but had lower-than-expected revenue. Alaska Air, though, very strong today, finishing with a gain of over 5%. Also, shares of Merck rose 2.4% after an upgrade from Goldman Sachs, where analysts said that the Dow member could see a real boom in sales from sales of their key drug Keytruda, which is a blockbuster drug used to treat lung cancer. Caterpillar also climbed 0.5% after Citigroup raised its rating on the Dow component, citing a construction rebound in China. Citi also points to positive estimate revisions and increased capital returns as reasons for the upgrade. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.8% at $68.94 a barrel. Gold was down 0.9% at $1,326.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were up today, with the Stock 600 finishing with a gain of 0.3%. In the Far East, stocks were mostly weaker today, with the Nikkei down 0.3% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Merck and Verizon, while the worst performers were Goldman Sachs and Procter & Gamble. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Henry Schein and Mattel, and the worst performers were Arconic and Micron Technology. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up a penny at $69.69, Marathon Petroleum up 7 cents at $79.83, AEP down 2 cents at $68.44, AK Steel down 7 cents at $4.68, CSX up 30 cents at $60.34, and Community Trust Bank was up 25 cents to finish at $48.95. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Taking a look at some events coming up around your region. Quarter for Kids, a concert dedicated to raising money for underprivileged orphans around the world, will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at the Button Auditorium on the campus of Moorhead State University.
The annual Tip-A-Cop event will raise money for Special Olympic athletes. It's being held at Buffalo Wild Wings in Moorhead this afternoon. Officers from the Moorhead Police Department, Moorhead State Police Department, and Kentucky State Police will all participate.
Rowan County Christmas will sponsor a barn painting class on Tuesday, April 24th at the Moorhead Shriners Club off Kentucky 519. Refreshments at 5:30 p.m. and the class starts at 6 p.m. Cost is $35 per person. Proceeds support Rowan County Christmas. For more information, contact Kelly Barhorst or Peggy Jones at 776-7728.
Rowan County High School Theater presents The Music Man in the high school's Performing Arts Center. Showtimes are at 7 p.m. on April 26th, 27th, and 28th, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday, April 29th. Tickets are $7 for adults and $5 for students. And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region, a 60% chance of showers tonight, cloudy and lows around 51. On Tuesday, showers likely and cloudy, highs near 62 degrees, that chance of precipitation is 70%. On Tuesday night, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy and lows around 50 degrees. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 3 p.m., cloudy and highs near 62. In Flemingsburg right now, it's 55 degrees, Lexington 60, Ashland 57, Winchester 58, Inez 56, and here in Moorhead, on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 55 degrees.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Logan Pemberton, Chaz Jenkins, Sean Delaney, Tilden Johnson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Brian Courtney. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BHINES. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.